As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
And that's why they play the games. A lot of the money, most of the money was on the Eagles money line. Just win the game. Commanders were 10.5, 11-point underdogs. They dominated the time of possession there. You had some turnovers there, 4 turnovers with the Eagles. They had a total of 3 all season long going into that game. And the Commanders come out with a victory. They had the ball for almost 18 minutes more than the Eagles did in the first half. And in 2 of the last 3 seasons, the last undefeated NFL team lost its first game to Washington. The Eagles last night, the Steelers in 2020. All right, come on in. Stay a while. Peter King will stop by. Looks like it's not expansion, but more games in Europe. There's a report this morning that Spain and France are going to be on the list. I think Germany certainly showed out quite well in this game with Seattle and Tampa Bay. They'll get another shot. Mexico City, you still have London. We'll talk to Peter King about that coming up. Also, your MVP candidate. Do we have a non-quarterback slipping into the top 5? Right now, it's Patrick Mahomes. Josh Allen may be holding on. Jalen Hurts did not look good last night. Tua Tagovailoa might be the second favorite there for the MVP. Should Justin Jefferson be on there? If you're going to be on a team that's 8-1, usually it's a quarterback gets in there, and that's not going to happen with Kirk Cousins, maybe Justin Jefferson. The last non-quarterback to win?
The AP NFL MVP Awards. That's the list I have.
Adrian Peterson?
Adrian Peterson, 2012. He needed 2000 to get it. Before that, I got LaDainian Tomlinson in 06. I think he had like 90 catches and 1,600 yards.
Yeah, I don't know if you're going to have somebody slip in there, but if you do, Saquon Barkley. Is he a top 5 MVP candidate right now? I don't know if anybody would argue with that. By the way, this program brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Just when you thought he couldn't get any bigger, Dwayne Johnson is back. All new episodes of Young Rock Fridays on NBC streaming next day on Peacock. And don't forget to catch up on seasons 1 and 2, streaming now. That's a busy guy. The Rock is a busy guy. Yes,
he. He once, I saw him do an interview once. I don't remember, maybe it was on the, with Peyton and Eli, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't remember, but The Rock was sitting in his home office, and behind him was a gigantic dinosaur head.
Yeah, I saw that.
Like a T-Rex head or some crap.
Yeah, like, yeah, the Manning cast. And
he had it in his house.
Yeah. You know, sometimes when you have so much money, remember Nicolas Cage? He had all this money, and he kept buying these castles, and then he would buy, like, skeleton heads and
keyword
swords.
Had all this money.
Yeah, he did have it.
Yeah.
At least I think he did. And he would just, you start buying things. Like Johnny Depp had so much money at one point, he bought an island, and then he bought a boat to ferry everybody over to the island. He might still have it. Yes, yes, Todd.
Was he always kind of, for lack of a better word, odd or eccentric? Because he was in 21 Jump Street, and he seems fairly normal to me. Can lots of money make you become kind of weird or bizarre or something like just very different than the normal human being walking the planet?
What do you think?
I'm trying to figure out why that would be, just whether you have billions of dollars or just enough money to put cereal on the table. Why does it have to make you odd? Is that cool to be eccentric, going out of your way to look or be a certain way? I don't know.
I don't know if Johnny Depp thinks he's odd.
It's just a gradual progression of him as a human, I guess.
But I don't know.
Jump Street days to
I don't know if Nicolas Cage goes, hey, I'm not odd. You're odd. Yeah, see.
I think that just when you have a crazy amount of money like that, You're allowed to indulge every possible part of your personality, right? And so then it feels like, yeah, you do get a little lost. Like Johnny Depp seems like he got lost in the part somewhere. He forgot who Johnny Depp was, and he's a mixture of all of these different characters that he's played or something, you know? And Nicolas Cage, I think, had a little bit of that too, where it's like, yeah, I kind of like samurai swords. Let me buy 50,000 of them.
You know. Well, you make enough money, you don't have to apologize for anything, it feels like. Like, once you get to whatever, then you go, I don't have to apologize for that. I decided that I wanted to collect John Deere tractors, and I've got 200 of them.
Before you know it, you're going to Peru six times a year to do ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca, yeah. You might have too much money, and you go to...
It's possible.
Get to have some ayahuasca. Yeah, Paul?
Yeah, you don't have to dress the way other people want you to dress. I remember the first time we met Mark Cuban, we were down in Dallas, and he came to our set in the Mavs facility. Remember we were doing the show at the Mavs facility? And he walks in flip-flops, jeans, and a T-shirt. And he just grabbed a Michael Finley jersey and put it over. And he goes, that's what I come to work every day in jeans and a T-shirt. Mm. And I put a Mavs jersey on. I'm like, yeah, he can because he's got a billion.
Sure. Yeah, Todd.
And the Sandman's a perfect example of that. If you didn't know who he was, he could be just your friend from across the street that's just kind of making ends meet. So you wouldn't know that he's this big, successful guy.
We say good morning if you're watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, chatting on Chat Row. Operator Tyler is standing by. Get to your phone calls. Poll question hour two is what, Seton O'Connor?
Dan, we had two poll questions up there. Which NFC team do you expect to make the playoffs? And your options were Commanders, Packers, Falcons, Cardinals.
Okay.
Packers with 50% of the vote.
Okay.
Nobody else is even close.
Yeah, I guess you got to hold out hope for the team that has the best quarterback in that situation. And therefore, maybe something happened with the Packers where they had this epiphany and they go, this is who we are now, or this is who we can be now. By the way, a story that we have not covered, we're letting the news organizations do that because they're able to have resources there to bring you news if you're interested in it. Former University of Virginia football player suspected of killing three football players, wounding two others on campus on Sunday night, is in custody after a manhunt. Police confirmed that yesterday. The players shot and killed junior receiver Lavelle Davis Jr., also junior receiver Devin Chandler, and a junior defensive linebacker Deshaun Perry. But I guess they took in Christopher Darnell Jones Jr., apprehended without incident. Two other students were shot, but don't know what the update is on them. They are going to recover, but we're not quite sure. Once again, the news organizations will cover this far better than we can, but did want to mention that, given that this is a football team, football players. A former football player is the one accused of doing the shooting. We'll get to phone calls coming up. Peter King will join us in a little bit. Also, Jim Jackson, the former NBA great, joins us a little bit later on. But the story, the Commanders beating the Eagles 32-21. And Mark Davis backed Josh McDaniels, said Rome wasn't built in a day. How long did it take for Rome to crumble, though?
Checking.
Because I'd like to find out. I know it wasn't built in a day, but how long did it take before Rome started to come down? Yes, Paul.
According to different history, it took 1,229 years to build Rome, counting from its founding to its collapse. So that means the Raiders should be good in a millennium and a third, based off what he's saying.
Yeah. Kind of feels like the Raiders have been crumbling for a long time.
Boop, bloop,
just saying.
Okay.
Bloop, bloop. They were 10-7 last year, 8-8, 7-9, 4-12.
Julius Caesar didn't get a buyout.
But you had Rich Bisaccia, who did a good job. They responded to him against all odds with what was happening there. It's just he had no name. That's it. There was nothing attached to him where he had a resume. It was like, oh, special teams guy. Yeah, they're kind of rallying around him. We need to get a big name in here. Okay. Is he the right guy for this team? Right now, doesn't appear that way. And then you have Devontae Adams. After, you have Derek Carr kind of saying, I'm calling out my teammates. Not everybody's all in. Here's Devontae Adams.
You know, I just don't got enough guys that are fully bought into that right now. I don't think it's a buy-in. I don't think people are like, you know, F what he's talking about or, you know, I'm going against the grain. It's just about a matter of executing when it's time. It means a complete game. Every minute of the game, giving it all you got, and it's doing your job and making the plays when you're called on and when you get the opportunities, and we just don't do that at a high enough level right now.
Okay. They were both careful to make sure that they praised their coach, that they love their coach. Okay. This is on their coach to inspire the others. Who's not buying in? Who are those players? And why aren't they buying in? That's what I'd be curious about if I'm Mark Davis, the owner. Let's see. Get a couple of phone calls in here. By the way, the calendars are available. The DP show calendars. Go to danpatrick.com. Andrew in Washington joins us. Hi, Andrew.
Good morning, Dan and Danette. Hope you guys had a great weekend. Hey, I did think, and I wanted to say this, Al in Atlanta, you are who we thought you were. Anyways, here's a shirt idea, how you have all the Christmas names. Maybe we have a cookout song list t-shirt idea.
Okay.
Anyways, I did have a question for you, Dan, and then I have a stat of the day. The question is, do you remember an NFL season where drop passes and fumbles by wide receivers have been so game-changing? And I didn't know if it has anything to do with football. I don't know. You know, we talk about that in baseball, but we don't really in football. So that was my question, but I do have a stat of the day.
All right. Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Here comes the stat of the day!
Deontay Foreman ran for 130 yards for the Panthers in their Week 10 win. Foreman has now ran for 100 yards in three of his last four games. The Panthers only had 100-yard rusher three times in their previous 47 games. That's your stat of the day.
Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Here comes the stat of the day!
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. I don't have any data on fumbles and drop passes by wide receivers. Hadn't thought of it, but thank you for putting that at least thought on the show there, Andrew. We appreciate that. Doug in North Carolina. Hi, Doug. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. On Sunday, I was at a bar watching the Bills game, and I'm not a Bills fan, but when the fumble happened, there was like this crowded place just for at least 5, 6, 7 seconds went quiet, and everyone had their mouths shut. And I was wondering, does that play reach the heights of something that deserves a name like the Holy Roller or the Miracle at the Meadowlands? Has it reached that point? I've never seen anything like that. I was too young to remember the plays I just mentioned, but that was, I'm just wondering if you think it deserves a name, and what would that name be?
I think it was if it was a playoff game, or it caused you to miss out on the playoffs, then it would. But the Holy Roller with Dave Casper, the Joe Pisarcik play where he was going to hand it off to Larry Zonka, And that's where Herm Edwards picked it up and ran it in. But, you know, they didn't have a victory formation back then. They mishandled, you know, the ball there, the exchange between the quarterback and running back. And Herm Edwards picks it up. The Music City Miracle, that was in the playoffs. And that was to go to the Super Bowl, I believe.
Yeah, yes, the AFC.
Yeah.
It's good to have a great nickname. Nicknames carry a play. Like the Malice at the Palace, of course, is famous, but the nickname is perfect.
But I don't know if the Holy Roller with Dave Casper was a playoff game or not. I'm trying to think. I know it was a sunny day. Were they playing the Chargers at the time? And Casper caught the ball and it dropped it and it kept rolling and rolling and rolling and rolling. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, it was September 10th, 1978, Chargers versus Raiders, so it was not a big game.
Yeah.
It's more so that the play was famous. And then years later, they changed the rule, and they kind of credited Dave Casper for shuffling the ball forward. Now you can't do that.
And, you know, you had Franco's catch. That was in the playoffs, the Immaculate Reception, and helped them go to the Super Bowl, I believe. Yes, Marv?
Hey, tomorrow we have Marcellus on. We should ask him about the Music City Miracle. I'm sure he'll be ecstatic to talk about that. I think he was on the Bills team.
I think he was.
Yeah.
Oh, might be too soon to bring that up to him.
Yeah, it's only been 20 years.
Do you know I missed that? I was down in the basement watching, and I thought the game was over. And my wife said, you know, come on up. You know, got all the kids there. We're having dinner. So I go upstairs. I had no idea what happened. All of a sudden, I come back down. You're looking at, you know, watching the highlights, and all of a sudden it's like, and that's 20. So that's 22 years ago.
January 2000.
There's no social media. I have no idea what's going on. I'm up there having dinner, you know, Mr. Mom, the kids, and next thing I know, it's like, wait, what? What miracle? What music? What? Yeah, Paul.
I always wonder if plays like those would not happen with replay, because there's a couple plays like the Immaculate Reception, the Music City Miracle. Remember, I don't know who's throwing it. Wycheck, where you're not sure where he's throwing it backwards or not.
Yeah.
There's no option to replay that play. And so everyone just ran out of the building like they're running for their lives. The refs called it and ran. You could watch the video.
Game's over. See you later.
They're in their car.
Sorry. Game's over.
Jumping in the center with your striped shirt on.
Well, how long would they try to review Franco Harris with the Immaculate Reception?
And they only had, you know, they had three cameras back then of the play. Now you have 14 probably.
But the best camera angle was NFL Films that somehow ISO'd on Franco. And even if you watch it, you don't know the ricochet that Jack Tatum and who was that, Frenchie Fuqua? There was a ricochet, and they didn't know who it hit. And you can watch that in slow motion, frame by frame, and you're still not quite sure. Yeah, Paul.
I'm watching the Music City Miracle. I haven't watched it in quite a while. And Frank Wycheck turns and throws a cross field to Dyson, which was the big play because no one had really done that yet. I don't think that play survives replay. I'm not saying he threw it forward, but if you look where his feet are and you look where the ball went, the ball goes over the yard line past like the 25. I don't think it would survive replay.
And then Dyson was the one who was stopped short
by Mike Jones. Yep.
In the Super Bowl. All right, let me take a break. Peter King's going to join us. More phone calls as well. We'll take a break. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show. This message brought to you by Discover. Did you know you could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection? The latest innovation from Discover. Discover is going to help regularly remove your personal information, like your name and address, from 10 popular people search websites that could be selling your data, and they do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more at discover.com/online privacy protection. That's discover.com/online privacy protection. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments, where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Style runs in the family. Athleticism runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Learn more at MDUSA.com or test drive one at your local dealer. Yes, Paulie?
Little update on the Music City Miracle. That was a wild card game, but there was replay. The replay system was still kind of newish, and it took over 6 minutes. Phil Luckett was the referee. You remember him?
Mm.
And they had to go to the booth, and they said that the play on the field stood. The call on the field stood.
Let's bring in Peter King, Football Morning in America, NBCSports.com, and back from Germany, where it seems like you had a great vacation over there, Pete. How would you sum it up for the audience?
Well, the beer is good there. This just in.
Oh, okay.
That's it. Dan, I thought it was really a tremendous event overall. I talked to Pete Carroll before the game, and he said, you know, it feels like it's going to be like a college football bowl game. And it turned out to be so much more than that. I think, to me, there's more fervor there, more excitement, more electricity than a conference championship game. And you know, to me, there was so much about it that fans there were so hungry about. But Dan, 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter, for some reason, the stadium announcer starts to play Take Me Home Country Roads by John Denver. And I'm saying, okay, you've been playing music the whole game. I do not get this. Speaking of non sequiturs, this is like the non sequitur of the year. And all of a sudden, there is no press box per se at Allianz Arena in Munich and at European venues. You're out in the stands, basically sitting in a chair with a table. Okay. But you're right there. The people in front of you are all bombed. But so what happened? They started playing this. I said, this is crazy. Who knows this song? And every single person among 69,000, I'm telling you, they all started singing Take Me Home Country Road. So I called one of my German fans who I had met with during the week and talked to. And he said, oh, yeah, everybody knows Country Roads by John Denver. We know that. We know Sweet Caroline. We know all these songs. They're like all party songs. And so, but the whole week was so interesting. One other very quick thing, Dan. I'm taking a tour. I got my AirPods in. I'm taking a tour of Munich that I had for my AirPods. And I'm in Odeonsplatz, a very famous square in Munich. And they're talking about Adolf Hitler tried to overthrow the government right here on this spot in 1923. And as I hear that, there's two guys starting to do a Seahawks chant in the square. There's an NFL shop there. There's 32 helmets in this square of NFL teams. And I just said, man, what a difference a century makes. Yeah. It just is, this whole thing was just quite a culture deal over that week.
We always wonder, is there an end game here? When London first happened or Mexico City, you know, now there's a report that Spain and France could be on the
Spain is real.
Okay.
Spain, let me tell you, Dan, I think the next two countries that the NFL, the new countries that they go to, are Brazil and Spain. Because the Miami Dolphins, okay, the Miami Dolphins really have a following in Brazil and they have a following in Spain. The Chicago Bears have a big following in Spain. So I think those two are next, but I will say, I wrote this in my column this week. I think both Kansas City and New England will be playing home games next year in Germany, most likely in Frankfurt because of scheduling with the Bundesliga. But Dan, I just, you know, any question that the NFL has about placing games in a new country, you know, like Germany, those were erased about 10 minutes into this game. These people were crazy about it, and not only crazy about it, but there were so many people who were just euphoric. They sent us Tom Brady. And so I think all of that means next year when they send Patrick Mahomes and Bill Belichick there, it's going to be a very big deal again to the citizens and football fans of Germany.
All right. What's the NFL's game plan other than do one or two games in these different cities? Is there a bigger picture here we should be aware of?
Dan, Roger Goodell has sort of put the chum in the water that, hey, it's possible to have a division over there, like in Europe, with four teams. How? I mean, maybe 30 years from now. But first of all, there's not a single owner that wants a 36-team NFL. Not one. Okay. And I can't think of a single team right now that would even be seriously thinking of relocation. I mean, everybody always brings up Jacksonville. I don't see Shad Khan moving this team, but let's just say that he did one day, 8 years, 7 years, 6 years down the road. Let's say he did. Who's going to join him? Do you know any owner in the NFL that wants to move his team? So unless you expand, where are you going to find the teams? The end game for now, Dan, to me, is instead of playing four or five games outside the United States, I think it makes a lot of sense now, next year at the NFL meetings, to push for 8 to 10 games a year out of the NFL's 272 regular season games to be in different countries.
Is there a time frame for Daniel Snyder to sell? Or do you get a sense there's a time frame?
No, I don't at all. I think he really wants to see what's out there, Dan. That's what I've heard. And I agree. I forget who wrote this the other day, but that he's not positive what he's going to do. There's a lot of people who automatically assume that he's selling the whole team, especially if he gets $8 billion or some insane sum. And maybe he will, but I don't think he's made that decision.
Yeah, it feels – we're talking to Peter King from Football Morning in America. Yeah, it just feels – I don't know if what's happening with Washington, D.C. is speeding up things for him, that it's almost like I better get out before the walls start closing in. Do you sense that that is the fire starter?
I think, Dan, I think we all think that. Not only with all the legal stuff that is playing out right now, but I also think, you know, wouldn't you think that the political leaders of Virginia, of Maryland, of the District of Columbia would love to have a new NFL stadium built, in their region? No question about it. They would love to. But right now, they don't want to go into business with Daniel Snyder. They want to go into business with somebody else.
Did you get a chance to talk to Tom Brady in Germany?
I did. Yeah, I saw him. I actually saw him on Friday for a few minutes at the Bucks practice and talked to him, and then talked to him after the game for NBC, you know, just about the game. And, you know, I really sense, especially because all you ever see with Tom is the, you know, straight on, hey, look, we all deal with adversity in life, which is what he says. But Danny's pretty solid in saying that and in talking like that. So I think that's really what he's trying to focus on, just football and in trying to be sort of the best dad he can in a very tough time for his family. But look, I think the last 62 minutes of football have really energized Brady. Like, he walked off after the game and saw me, and he was so, first of all, he's ridiculously excited about what just happened. I mean, that game was incredible. He said it's one of the best experiences he's ever had in football. Told me that he felt like he was in a Red Sox game when they're all singing Sweet Caroline in the stands. And I just think this game, one of the reasons he came back is that he just loves everything about this game. And you have a day like you had on Sunday with 69,000 people just screaming on every play. You know, it just there's a reason why he doesn't want to get out.
A sense that he's coming back next year?
I don't know, Dan. I don't think he knows either. I think he's got to see where his life is at that time. And clearly Tampa Bay would want him back. But will he want to go back there? I assume he would, but I think it's too early to know. And I don't even think he knows yet.
Your MVP candidates, how many quarterbacks, how many non-quarterbacks do you have right now?
It's crazy. I wrote in my column that if I were picking one Monday morning, I'd pick Jalen Hurts with Patrick Mahomes second. I might flip him right now. But I also think that you have to include the Giants are 7-2. Saquon Barkley at least has to be in the outer borough, the outer ring of discussion for it. And after watching that Vikings game Sunday, I know Tyreek Hill's had a great year. I really, and I totally, totally respect him. But man, Justin Jefferson is a big difference maker. If I'm going to put a Miami player, you know, in the discussion, you know, for MVP, I think I'd put Tua.
Yeah.
Because Tua not only has played great, but when he hasn't played, they've lost. That's the meaning of value. And I understand people argue about this all the time. Oh, my God, Tyreek's having a better year, all that stuff. I'm not sure he is. But if in every game that Tua Tagovailoa has started and finished, the Miami Dolphins have won, and all three of their losses have come when he hasn't played or played a very limited role, that says a lot to me about value. So probably my top three right now would be those quarterbacks. And I'll tell you, Josh Allen is going to get back in the race. I just think right now, after 10 weeks, especially after the last 2 weeks, you can't call him the MVP.
More likely to play next season, Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady?
I'd say more likely would be Rodgers. I think Rodgers comes back to Green Bay. Now, it depends how this year finishes, obviously. But I may be wrong about this. But I think if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I do not want to go out like this.
Plus, there's $50 million that he's got coming his way next season.
Yeah, and you know, Dan, there's also part of this, and you never know. And I haven't looked to what it would mean to actually trade him somewhere, as to what it would mean cap wise for Green Bay. If maybe, look, what I've said, Dan, is I think that Jordan Love, if the Packers are out of it in December, Jordan Love should play. That has to be part of the long-term decision plan of the Green Bay Packers. Can Jordan Love play? And I don't know what they're thinking. I'm sure they're not going to talk about that right now. But I do think right now that I want to see Jordan Love play two or three football games. I want to see where he is, you know, sort of at the end of year three.
Mark Davis said, here's the vote of confidence for Josh McDaniels at 2-7. Rome wasn't built in a day. What's your take on this situation there and with the Raiders?
Everything other than him saying that I think he's doing a fantastic job was right on board with, or right on the spot with. I think it's silly to say that anybody who takes a playoff team and is 2-7 the next year is doing a, quote, fantastic job, end quote. But to me, I think it was the right time for Mark Davis to put out all the fires of, we're going to fire Josh McDaniels after a year. That's a silly thing to do, first of all. It's especially silly given that you tore up your organization to bring in Josh McDaniels, and firing after him 1 year instead of keeping Rich Bisaccia, that the majority of players, I think, with the Raiders wanted. I think it would be a huge mistake.
How many opportunities do you think Sean Payton's going to have?
I think he will have probably three or four this year if he wants them. And I think that's a big issue. So Sean Payton this year with his wife, you know, they've moved to L.A. for the season. And his daughter lives out there, and they're experiencing a life without football for a year. And the couple of times I've talked to Payton, he loves it. He's really having a good time. I don't think he goes anywhere where either A, he cannot either pick the quarterback or love the quarterback who is there. So let's say if Carolina wants him and they've got the third pick in the draft, that quarterback is going to have to be, I mean, he's not going to overthrow Scott Fitterer, the general manager, but it's got to be who Payton wants. And I think the second thing, it has to be a place where he thinks he's got a very legitimate chance to win. At some point in the next couple of years, one of those situations is going to beckon him. I just don't know if it'll be this year. And I think he likes his life right now. I don't think he feels any urgency that I have to come out and coach this year.
Pete, great stuff as always. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, Dan, thank you.
That's Peter King, Football Morning in America columnist, and contributes to Football Night in America. Yeah, having been around Tony Dungy, and you could see how you almost get younger. When you stop coaching, you don't age as much. You know, it just feels like those losses don't penetrate you. You don't have to worry about that. It's not like I got to grind here, or I got to cut somebody, or, you know, we had a couple of losses in a row and I got to meet the media. You can have a great life. Bill Cowher never went back. Jimmy Johnson, you're done. Tony Dungy, done. I get it. And I tell whenever I'm asked, and if Sean Payton would ask me, hey, you think I should stay in TV? I'd say, send me what you do in TV that you think you did really well, and then I'll give you my advice. But I'm also going to tell you, you got to be all in, just like you are as a coach. You can't just kind of half-ass it there. You can't. And there, I've worked with people who have, and because they weren't fully committed to being in TV, they were waiting for another job. And it shows. But if Sean is all in on it, then great. There's no shame in not going back to coaching. But as a coach, your job is always to think, I can fix that. Bill Parcells always thought he could fix that. Certain coaches, I can fix that. But you can't. It's not as easy to fix a football team. Basketball team, you can. All it takes is one player, maybe two. You change your team. Baseball, a little tougher. But these coaches and managers all think, oh, I can change it. Yeah, Marv.
Yeah, and I think with football coaches, you prepare so hard for one game a week.
Yeah.
And so if you lose baseball, you lose basketball. We lost a tough one tonight. You got a game the next night. You've worked 7 days for this one game, and for it to fall apart, I'm sure those losses got to be hard. And a sense of urgency. You only play 17 of them a year. Yeah.
By the way, Peter was talking about the John Denver song, Take Me Home Country Roads, as Seton pointed out. Geno Smith went to West Virginia. I don't know if they were serenading him in Germany. But that's more of if you're there for Oktoberfest.
Yeah, I found a bunch of articles that it somehow 20 years ago or more became an Oktoberfest song. And so in the month of October, Spotify had a thing that the song Country Roads goes way up. It spikes up in Germany and Austria and places like that. So it's well known there for decades, especially during Oktoberfest.
The song was streamed almost 190,000 times in Germany on September 22nd, the first day of Oktoberfest a couple of years ago. So a 34% increase from the previous year. They're catching on to our stadium songs. And Sweet Caroline. Da, da, da.
So good.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
John Denver's got a lot of songs, and they're well-known. Take Me Home Country Roads, Leave It on a Jet Plane, Sunshine on My Shoulders, Thank God I'm a Country Boy. Fill up my senses. He's got a bunch of hits.
Calypso?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
That's your mood?
No. My son, you know, we were playing John Denver a few years ago, and he goes, hey, how about Calypso? And I go, what, like the music? Calypso kind of music? He goes, no, John Denver, Calypso. And he played it, and I go, it's not as good as his hits. Yeah, Paul.
I have more to the story about John Denver.
And let me take a break.
Yes.
This will be a reason that people stay in their car.
Ah.
Yeah, we got. And I'll tell you my John Denver story.
You have one?
Yes, I do.
Running?
That's a tease.
Oh, Tom. Boy.
I'm back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo,
of course you know us as the host of the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco show.
World renowned.
We all know you're sick and tired of these stupid sports shows where the hosts say stupid things like Tom Brady's the GOAT.
Or LeBron James is good at basketball, which he is clearly not.
See, we give you smart takes.
Yeah.
And we also bring on so-called famous guests from across the sports world and show them why we know much more than they do.
You're off the show!
Are you serious?
Listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton, including include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
All right. We were talking about the Buccaneers and Seahawks in Germany, and they were playing Country Roads by John Denver. Do we have a little bit of John Denver there, Mar? Okay. All right. So what do you have on this, Paulie?
So John Denver was born Henry John Duchendorf Jr. in Roswell, New Mexico. He was an Army brat. He bounced around a bunch of Army bases. And when he finally got a guitar at a teenage in his teenage years, he was playing a little place, and they wanted to put his name up on the marquee. And the guy said, that's way too long of a name, because he went by Henry John Duchendorf. And so he changed it to John Denver.
But he's of German descent?
From German descent. His family, you know, way down the road, but okay. That is a very German
way down
name.
The country road.
Right. But he is of German descent.
Okay. Yes, Todd.
And did you know it was Neil Wolfgang Diamond? That's why they play Sweet Cat.
No. Didn't need to do it. No. Could have stayed on John Denver. Gave him his moment here.
Neil Diamond cannot be his real name, right?
No. And didn't he have one of the more expensive divorces, Neil Diamond? I think he...
Neil Half-Carat Diamond.
I think it's cubic zirconium. I think it cost him like $180 million. Yeah, Paul?
Neil Diamond... I got his name as Neil Leslie Diamond, his given name.
Okay.
That might be incorrect, but
okay.
How lucky to have that name for a rock.
I met John Denver at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. This was 1997, and SportsCenter had kind of exploded then, and we're on the putting green. I think we're at Spyglass, and they have four different courses there that you play. And he walks over to me. I'm putting. Now, I see him, but I'm thinking, I don't know if John Denver knows who I am. I didn't want to go over there and go, hi, I'm the SportsCenter guy. I'm putting, and he walks over. He has these sunglasses, wraparound sunglasses on. And he walks over. He's got that bull haircut. He's John Denver. And he walks over, and he does the SportsCenter theme. music. He went the da 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 da.
That's surreal. Surreal, right?
That's so awesome.
And I went.
He did.
I said, I'm Dan Patrick, and he goes, yeah, I know. Yeah, he goes, welcome to Pebble Beach. Now I'd played the previous year, but he said, oh, welcome to Pebble Beach. It could not have been nicer.
What?
But it was one of those moments where you're like, okay, all right. That's when you call home and your wife goes, how was it? Because I was nervous to play. I was probably a 12 handicap. And, you know, people think you're good and you're not. Like, they line the fairway or they, you know, they don't think you're going to shank a shot. And I'd be like, hey, move away. And they'd laugh thinking, you know, oh, come on. And then I go, no, I could actually hit you. Wait, I'm this way. Yeah, I could hit it over there too. And I said, I met John Denver. She said, well, what did he say? I said, he did the SportsCenter theme song. She goes, so you knew who you were? I go, yeah, go figure. Small world. I'd hate to paint it. Yes, Todd.
Did you say back to him, the fact that you like SportsCenter makes me happy?
It's early to rise, early in the sack. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm.
Yeah, see,
my days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy.
There's actually a big debate about whether Country Roads, the song, is about the state West Virginia or the western part of the state of Virginia. Because, like, the Shenandoah River goes through a little bit of West Virginia, but mostly through Virginia. The Blue Ridge Mountains is a little bit of West Virginia, but mostly Western Virginia. So it's a big battle, and people from Virginia get very upset about it.
Yeah, Paul.
Not really.
I'm looking at the song, though. Almost Heaven, West Virginia. It's the third and fourth words of the song.
Correct.
But
however,
he doesn't say Western Central Virginia.
The western part of Virginia.
However, the landmarks that he then goes on to say, you know, the Blue Ridge Mountains, whatever, those are mostly in Virginia, the western side of Virginia.
Ouch.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to mess up our Tuesday show. I mean,
Almost Heaven, Western Virginia.
Western Virginia.
Western part of Virginia.
Yeah. Near the border
of that other state.
Against my better judgment, Todd?
And he refers to the library on the campus of West Virginia, so it must be the Mountaineers.
Monongahela.
Holmston Library, whatever it is. Get your work done. Write your paper.
I bet he's glad he's not here to hear this segment.
Oscar.
Midterm exams.
Arnold Hall.
Final hour.
And the coming tower.
Out. One more item. We close out hour two. Simply Safe Home Security. Says it all right there in the name. And I've been telling you about this product. They've been partners of ours for over a decade now. Right now, my listeners can order the number one rated Simply Safe Home Security System 50% off. By the way, U.S. News and World Report for the third year in a row said Simply Safe was the best home security system. They have in an emergency 24/7 professional monitoring agents using Fast Protect. Now, that's Protect technology exclusively for Simply Safe, and they capture critical evidence and verify if the threat is real. Therefore, you get a higher priority with the police response. Simply Safe, whole home security, advanced sensors for every room and window and door. Simply Safe, make sure that you download the app, stay in complete control of your system, costing you less than $1 a day. SimplySafeDan.com, biggest discount of the year. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
From the versatile EQB to the sublime EQS sedan, Mercedes-Benz makes electric extraordinary. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.